Chamishi. Vateitze Dina bas Lea. And Dina, the daughter of Leah, went out. Asheyolda liYaakov. She had born to Yaakov. Leah gave birth to Yaakov. Lirois bivnois haaretz. She went out to look over the daughters of the land. And Rashi is medayik. Why is Dina known in this pasuk as bas Leah, as opposed to pasuk Gimel where the pasuk calls her bas Yaakov? And Rashi answers, because over here it says vateitze, she went out. Concerning this fact that she was a yitzonis, one who goes out, she was similar to Leah, because by Leah we find that Leah was also a yitzonis, like the pasuk says, vateitze Leah lekrasai, Leah went out towards Yaakov. And that's why people say the mashal, ki ima kebita, like mother, like daughter. And that's the reason in this pasuk it says bas Leah, because Dina was like Leah. Leah was a yitzonis, and so was Dina. We mentioned in Parshas Vayetze an interesting emes liYaakov from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. It says in Parshas Vayetze that Dina was called Dina because Leah davened, and she was dan din ba'atzma. She made a judgment in herself and said that if this child will be a boy, then I will have 7 shvatim, and Rachel will not be equivalent to the shvachos. The maids will have more shvatim than Rachel. Therefore she davened, and this child in her stomach that was originally a boy was changed to a girl. And the child in Rachel's stomach, who was originally a girl, was changed to a boy. And Rabbi Yaakov says, this is the reason why Dina was a yitzonis, and Yosef was a mesalsel b'tzaroi, one who played with his hair. Because since Dina was originally conceived as a boy, she had the nature of a boy who is a yitzonis. And since Yosef was originally conceived as a girl, he had the nature of a girl to be a mesalsel b'tzaroi. Vayar oisa Shechem. And Shechem saw her. He saw Dina. Ben Chamor HaChivi Nesi HaOretz. Shechem, who was the son of Chamor, who was the Chivi, the prince of the land. Vayikach Oiso, and Shechem took Dina. Vayishkav Oiso, and he lied with her. He had relations with her. Kedarka, in the natural manner. Vayaneho, and he pained her. He had relations with her. Shelo Kedarka, in the unnatural manner. Vatidbak Nashoi B'dino Bas Yaakov, and his soul became attached in Dina, the daughter of Yaakov. Vayehav es hanayra, and he loved the naira. Vayedaber alev hanayra, and he spoke words that entered the heart of the naira, words that were appealing to the naira. He said, look how much money your father spent on a small parcel of land outside the city. He paid mea ksita. If you marry me, I will buy for you the whole city with all its fields. Vayomer Shechem el Chamor Oviv, and Shechem said to Chamor his father Lamor, saying, Kach li es hayalda hazayis leisha, take for me this girl for an isha. The Malbim is medayik. Why in this pasuk is she referred to as yalda, as opposed to pasuk Gimel, where the pasuk says Vayehav es hanayra? And he answers, because over here Shechem was saying that he wanted his father to intercede and to speak to Yaakov. And the reason for that was because Dina said that she could not agree to marry Shechem because she was still a little girl and she needed the permission of her father. Therefore, when Shechem was telling Chamor to get permission from Yaakov, he called her Yalda because she was still a young girl. The Yaakov Shoma and Yaakov heard Kitime es Dina Vitoi, that Shechem defiled Dina his daughter. Uvanov Hayu es Mikneu Basode, his sons were with the cattle in the field. The Hechrish Yaakov ad Boyom, and Yaakov was quiet until they came. Vayetze Chamor Avi Shechem al Yaakov, and Chamor the father of Shechem went out to Yaakov Lidaber Itoi to speak to him. Uvnei Yaakov Bo'u min Hasode Kishom'om, and the children of Yaakov then came from the field when they heard the news what happened to Dina. Vayis'atzvu ho'anoshim, and the men were saddened. Vayichar lohem ma'oid, and they were very angry. Kidavala also v'Yisrael, because an outrage was done in Yisrael. Lishkav es bas Yaakov, to have relations with the daughter of Yaakov. V'chein lo yeyoseh, and so was not done anymore. After the Mabel, after the world was destroyed because of Arias, even the Goyim restricted themselves from Arias, and they were careful not to be ma'ana besula, not to violate a besula. So this was not done anymore, and Shechem had done a nevola to them. Vaydaber Chamor itom lemer, and Chamor spoke to them saying, Shechem beni, Shechem my son, choshko nafshe bevidchem, his soul desires your daughter. Tenuna oisa loy leisha, please give her to him for a wife. And the reason why the Pasuk refers to Dina as Bivitchem, your daughter, Chamor called Dina your daughter, although he was speaking to the Shvatim also, and it was their sister, Radak explains, this was L'chavad Yaakov, to honor Yaakov. And since Yaakov was the Iker, was the main person of the household, and Dina was his daughter, she is referred to as everybody's daughter, even though it was their sister. And we will intermarry. Binoy Seichem Titnu Lanu, your daughters, you will give to us as you desire. Ves Binoy Seinu, and our daughters, Tikhu Lochem, you will take for yourselves, again, as you desire. Ve'itanu Teshevu, and with us you will live. Ves Ve'ha'oret Tielof Nechem, and the land will be before you. Shivu, settle in it. Usicharua, and trade in it. Ve'he'och Zuva, and acquire property in it. And then Shechem said to her father and to her brothers, Emtzachein beinechem, let me gain favor in your eyes, v'asher tomru elai etein, and whatever you will tell me, I will give you. Harbu alai ma'oid, increase upon me very much, moihar, the money of ksuba, umatan, and presents, v'etna kasher tomru elai, I will give you whatever you will say. Usinu li es hanara leisha. Just give me this naira, this girl, for an isha. Vayanu v'nei Yaakov eshchem v'eschamar oviv b'mirma v'yidaberu. And the children of Yaakov answered Shechem and Chamor, his father, b'mirma with chachma, with wisdom, v'yidaberu, and they spoke. Asher timei es dina achoisam. The reason why this was not considered deceitful, because he defiled Dina, their sister, and therefore he was mechuyev misa, and they had to act upon it. Vayomru aleihem, and they said to them, Loinu chalases hadover azeh, we cannot do this. Los eses achoseinu leisha shaloi orla, to give our sister to a man that is uncircumcised. Ki cherpo hilanu, this is an insult to us. Ach bezois neos lachem, only with this will we agree to this deal. If you will be like us, that every male in your household will be circumcised, then we will give you our daughters the way we desire, and your daughters we will take for ourselves. Again, it will be up to us. We will live together, and we will become one nation. But if you will not listen to us to be circumcised, we will take our daughter and we will go. And again over here we see that Dina is referred to as Bitenu, our daughter, just like Chamor referred to Dina as Bevitchem in Pasuk Ches. And their proposal seemed good in the eyes of Chamor, uve'eni Shechem ben Chamor, and also in the eyes of Shechem, the son of Chamor. V'loy eichar hanar lases hadover. And the nar did not delay to do this, ki chafetz bivas Yaakov, because he desired the daughter of Yaakov. V'hu nichbad mikol beis aviv. And he was the most respected from his whole household. And since he was so respected, that's why he was able to convince a whole city to circumcise. V'yover Chamor u'shechem b'noi el shar irom. And Chamor and Shechem his son came to the gates of their city. V'yidabru el anshe irom lemor. And they spoke to the people of their city, saying, Ho'anoshim ho'eile shleimim heim itanu. These people are at peace with us, and with a complete heart with us. V'yeshvu v'oretz, and they will live in the land. V'yischaru oisa, and they will trade in it. V'ha'oretz hine rachafas yodayim lefnehem, and behold, the land is broad of hands before them. They have a lot of merchandise without any buyers. So all their merchandise are really open for our taking. Es benoisam nikach lanu lenoshim, their daughters we will take for wives. Here, in order to convince them, Shechem and Chamor said, it is all in your hands. It is all up to you who you want to take. Their daughters we will take, lenoshim, for wives. Ves benoisenu, and our daughters, nitein lohem, we will give to them according to the way we desire. Only through this will they agree to live with us, to be one nation. Only if we are circumcised the way they are circumcised. Miknehem, their cattle, v'kinyonam, and their acquisitions, v'chol behemtam, and all their animals, halay lanuhem, behold, they are ours. Ach ne'oysa lohem v'yeshvu itanu, just agree to them, this way they will settle with us. Miknehem l'chore is referring to cattle that are farm animals, like sheep. goats, and cows. And behemtam is referring to animals like donkeys and camels. And l'chari, you have to know why he separates miknehem and behemtam with the word kinyonam in between. We see further on in the parsha that when it says miknehem, kinyonam, and behemtam, miknehem and behemtam are placed next to each other. Because it says in Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Vav, Vayikach Esav es Noshav es Bonav es Benoisav, ves kol nafsh es Beisoy, ves mikneyu, ves kol behemtoy, ves kol kinyonoy. So over there it says mikneyu, behemtoy, and kinyonoy. And mikneyu and behemtoy are placed next to each other, and kinyonoy last. So you have to know why over here the order is different. It says mikne first, then kinyonoy, and then first afterwards behemtoy. Vayishmu el chamor vel shchem benoy kol yoytzei shar iroy. Everybody that came out to the gate of the city listened to Chamor and Shechem. Vayimoylu kol zachor kol yoytzei shar iroy. Everyone that came out to the gate of the city circumcised every zachor, every male in their household. Vayihi bayom ashlishi biyosam koyavim. And it was on day number 3 after the bris milah when they were in the most pain. Like the Sisei Chacham explains in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, that by an adult, when an adult does a bris milah, he is in the most pain on Yom Shlishi Lemilosei, on the third day of his milah. So it was on this third day, Biyosim Koyavim, Vayichu Shnei Vnei Yaakov, and the two children of Yaakov took. They did not act like the children of Yaakov, but rather like Shimon VeLevi, like strangers, like Shimon and Levi, who were not Bnei Yaakov. They did not seek counsel and ask their father's advice before they killed the whole city. Achei Dina, the brothers of Dina. They are called the brothers of Dina since they risked their lives in order to save Dina. Ish Charboi, each one took his sword, Vayavoyu Aloir Betach, and they came to the city with confidence. Rashi brings down two pshatim why they were so confident, either because the people were in such pain on Yom Shlishi Lemilosei, or they had confidence in the Zokain, which is either referring to Yaakov, their father, or to Avram, their grandfather, like we find in Parshas Lech Lecha, that Avram davened for Shimon and Levi when he came to Shechem, Vayavar Avram Ba'oretz Ad Mekoim Shechem, and Rashi says in Parshas Lech Lecha that he davened for Shimon and Levi when they will fight against Shechem. So they came to the city with confidence, Vayargu Kol Zochor, and they killed every male. Ves Chamor Ves Shechem Benoi Hargu Lefi Chorev, and Chamor and Shechem his son, they killed by a sword, Vayikhu Es Dina Mibei Shechem Vayetzeu, and they took Dina from the house of Shechem, and they left. Bnei Yaakov Bo'u Al HaChalolim, the children of Yaakov came upon the slain, Vayavoizu Ha'ir, and they plundered the city, Asher Timu Achoysam, that defiled their sister. Esoina Vesbekorna Veschamareim, their sheep, Vesbekorim, and their cattle, and their donkeys, Veisa Shabair, Veisa Shabasode Lakohu, everything in the city, and everything in the field they took. Veskochelom, and all their money, Veskotapom, Vesneshem, their small children, and their wives, Shavu, they captured, Vayavoizu, and they plundered. Rashi says that here we have a word that depending on where you put the accent will change the meaning. Shavu, milra, with the accent on the bays, means they captured. Shavu, if you put the accent on the shin, then it means they returned. So over here it means shavu, the children and their wives, they captured and they plundered. The eis kasha baboyes, and everything in the house. As Torah Shlomo explains, over here it's adding by saying, veis kasha baboyes, that even the matmonios, even the hidden treasures in the house, the Bnei Yaakov found and took. Vayomer Yaakov el Shimon vel Levi, and Yaakov said to Shimon and Levi, Achartem oisi, my mind was clear until now, and now you made my mind unclear and unsettled. Lahavisheni biyoshev ha'oretz, to make me disgusting and mias in the eyes of the people of the land, Baknani uvaprizi. Vani mesei mispar, and I am only a small number now. I am not a large nation yet. V'nesfu alayhi v'ikuni, they will gather upon me and hit me, v'nishmadati ani uvesi, and I will become annihilated together with my household. Yaakov was saying that there was a tradition among the Canaanim that eventually they would fall in the hands of the children of Yaakov. But they said, it's in the future, it's not happening now. They are not a large nation, they are only few. They are very few in number. Therefore, we don't have to fight them yet. But now that you went and fought against the city of Shechem, The people of Canaan and Perizzi might think that now is the time to fight, and since we are still small, we will lose the war to them, and we will become annihilated. Vayomru, and Shimon and Levi said, Hachazoyno yases achiseinu? Hefker, like a zoyna, should we allow them to treat our sister? The shakla v'tayyah between Yaakov and Shimon and Levi seems to be like this. Yaakov said, by you attacking Shechem, you placed us in sakana, you placed us in danger. On that, Shimon and Levi said, even before we attacked Shechem, we were in danger, because they think they can treat us any way they want, and treat us like Hefker, and treat our sister like Hefker. Therefore, we were already in danger. It wasn't our actions that placed us into danger. There is machlokes rishonim that is worth mentioning at this point. We see in this parsha that Shechem, Hamor, and all the people of the city of Shechem were killed bechorev by sword. What was the reason why they were mechuyev misa? We know that there are Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach. As the Rambam says in Hilchos Melachim, in the ninth perek, Halacha Aleph, he lists the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach, and the seven mitzvahs are Avodah Zarah, Birchas Hashem, one who curses Hashem, Shvichas Domim, one who kills, Gilui Arayis, having relations with somebody that he is not allowed to, Gezel, robbery, Dinim, setting up a Bezdin, and the seventh one is Eiver Menachai, eating flesh from an animal that is still alive. The Rambam says that the reason why Shechem was Mechuyev Misa was because he was over one of the Zion Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, namely Gezel, robbery. He kidnapped Dina, and therefore he was Mechuyev Misa. Like the Rambam says, that one who is over one of the Zion Mitzvahs B'nei Noach is Chayev Misa, which Misa? Saif, Misa by the sword. Why was the whole city of Shechem Mechuyev Misa? On that the Rambam says, because they didn't set up a Bezdin. One of the Zion Mitzvahs B'nei Noach is Dinim, to set up a Bezdin. And since they didn't judge Shechem for kidnapping Dina, therefore they were also Mechuyev Misa. And this is what the Rambam says in Perek Tes Halacha Yudalit. V'ketzad mitzuvin hein al adinim. How are they Mechuyev and commanded on Dinim? Chayovim lohoshiv dayonim v'shoiftim b'chol plach u'plach. They are Mechuyev to set up a Bezdin in every city, Lodoin Bishesh Mitzvahs Elu, to judge the other six mitzvahs b'nei noyach, Ulahazar es ha'om, and to warn the om, Ubenoyach she'ovar al achas misheva mitzvahs Elu, and a benoyach that is over on one of these seven mitzvahs, Yaharog b'sayef, he becomes Mechuyev Misa, with Misa Sayef, death by the sword. And it is for this reason that the people of Shechem were mechuyev to be killed. Shari Shechem gozal. Shechem stole. He was over Gezel. They saw, they knew, and they did not judge him. They did not set up a Bezdin. So Shechem was over Gezel, and they were over Dinim. The Ramban argues on this Rambam, and he says it's not because they did not set up a Bezdin, but rather because the people of Shechem were over the other mitzvahs b'nei noyach, whether it was Avodah Zarah, Shvichas Damim, and therefore they were Mechuyev Misa. The Ayin Ramban inside for more on this machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. Zokt Rashi inside Pasuk Aleph, Bas Leah, why was Dina referred to as Bas Leah, v'loy Bas Yaakov, Elo al Shem Yitziosa, because she went out, Nikras Bas Leah, she is called Bas Leah. Sha'afi Yitzonis Haisa, she was also one who went out. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Vateitze Leah Likrosoi, Leah went out towards Yaakov. V'oleho Moshlu Moshul. And about Leah and Dina, they say the mashal, ke'imo, ke'bita, like mother, like daughter. Vayishkav ito, the pasuk says two lashonos. Vayishkav ito vayaneho. What are these two lashonos? Vayishkav ito kedarka, in a natural manner. Vayaneho, and he pained her shalai kedarka, in an unnatural manner. And he spoke alev hanara. What were the words that Shechem said? Devarim ha-misyashvim alalev, words that appeal to the heart. Re'i, see, avich, your father, bechelkas sode ketano kama momon bizbeis, on such a small parcel of land, how much money did he waste? Ani asiecho, I will marry you, v'tikne ho'ir v'chol sode seho, and you will be able to acquire the city with all its fields. And the children of Yaakov came back from the field when they heard, and they were saddened and angry, because a nevola was done to Yaakov, v'chein lo yeyose, and so was not done. La'anois es ha-besulois, to violate a besula, a virgin. Sha'umais gadru asma min arayis al-yidei ha-mabel, because the goyim restricted themselves from arayis after the mabel. So this thing was never done anymore, and now it was done to the daughter of Yaakov. Choshka, chavsa, she desires. What is mayhar kesuba? You can add as much ksuba and as many presents as you want, and I will pay. Bemirma, the Bnei Yaakov answered bechokhma, with wisdom. Ashatime, they were allowed to do this because Shechem defiled their sister Dina. Hakos of Omer, the Pasuk says, Shaloi hoisa ramiya, this was not considered deceit. Sharitime es Dina achoisam, because he defiled Dina, their sister, he was mechuyev misa, and therefore they had to judge him. Cherpahu, one who does not have a bris mila, is an insult to us. Shemetz psulhu eslenu, it is considered a psul, a negative thing to us. Habol acharif chaveroi, one who wants to insult his friend, oimerloi, he says to him, oral ato e ben oral, you are an oral, or your father is an oral. Cherpa v'chol mokam giduf, cherpa, all over means a loshen of giduf, the curse. It is an insult to us. Ach bezois neyois lochem, only with this will we be nisratz lochem, will we comply to you. Loshen vayeyosu hakayhanim b'yoyada. They agreed, the kahanim agreed with the yoyada. Lehimoil liyois namol, to become gemalot. Einoi loshen lifoil, this loshen of lehimoil does not mean lifoil, to act. Ela loshen lehifoil, rather it means to be acted upon. It does not mean lehimoil, to be malot, but to become gemalot. It is accepting the action. Vinosanu, nun shnia mudgeshes. If you look at the second nun in the word vinosanu, it has a dugish. Lefishu mishameshes b'mokm shtei nunim, because it is taking the place of two nunim. It should have said vinosananu, since the word nosan has two nuns, and now we want to say, nu, we will give you our daughters, so it really should have said vinosanu, with three nuns. The pasuk places a dugish in the second nun to replace the third nun, just like we mentioned earlier in the parsha on the pasuk ki chonani elikim v'chiyesh likoil. On the word chonani, Rashi said over there that really it should have had three nuns. The dugish in the second nun replaces the third nun. Zok Rashi ves menoy sechem nikach lonu atom moitzi b'tnai shom chamor li Yaakov. You find by the condition that chamor told Yaakov. Uvetshuvas b'nei Yaakov l'chamor, and also by the answer that the children of Yaakov said to Chamor, shetolu hachashivos b'bnei Yaakov. They placed the importance on the children of Yaakov, likach b'noi Shechem eshev yivchar lohem, to take the daughters of Shechem, the ones that they will choose for themselves. Uvenoi sehem, and their own daughters, yitnu lohem, they will give to Shechem, lefi daitam, according to their opinion. Dichsev, like the pasuk says, v'nosanu es b'noisenu, we will give our daughters l'fi da'atenu, according to what we decide. Ves b'noisechem nikach lonu, and your daughters we will take for ourselves, kichoyl asher nachpoitz, the way we desire. U'kishedibru chamor u'shchem b'noi el yoishvei iram. But when chamor and shchem spoke to the people of the city, hafchu hadvarim, they turned things around. Es b'noisam nikach lonu, the pasuk says, in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Es Benoisam Nikach Lonu, their daughters we will take, Lenoshim. Ves Benoisenu, and our daughters Nitein Lohem, we will give them. Kdei L'Ratzoisam, in order to appease them, Sheyosu Lihimol, that they should want to circumcise. When they were speaking to the people of Shechem, they said, everything will be dependent on you, not on the Bnei Yaakov. And they said, the people are Shleimim, B'Sholoim, at peace, Uvelev Sholem, and with a whole heart. Va'oriz Hinei Rachavas Yadayim, the land is broad of hands, ka'adam shi'adei rechava, like a person who is very generous, vasronis, he is a free spender, kelomer al tafsidu klum, you won't lose anything by them coming into our land, prakmat yaharbe bo'o lekan, they brought a large amount of merchandise here, ve'ein lohem koinim, and they do not have buyers, so therefore all their merchandise will end up in our hands, and the land is therefore called rachavas yodayim, behimol b'yois namol, by being circumcised like they are circumcised. Ach neyosu lehem l'davazeh, just agree to them concerning this matter, v'al yidei kein yeshvu etanu, and through this they will settle among us. And the Shnei b'nei Yaakov came, banav hayu, They were his sons. Vafal pikein nahugu atzmon Shimon v'Levi. They acted like Shimon v'Levi. Kishar anoshim she'enon bonof. Like strangers that were not his children. Shlei notlu etze himenu. They did not seek counsel and ask permission from Yaakov. That's why the pasuk calls them Bnei Yaakov and then Shimon v'Levi. They were the Bnei Yaakov, but they acted like Shimon v'Levi, who were strangers, since they did not ask advice from Yaakov. Achei Dina, why were they called the brothers of Dina? Lefi shemasru atzmom oleho, because they gave their lives because of Dina. They risked their lives for Dina. Nikru acheho, that's why they were called her sister. And we find a similar thing in Parshas Bishalach, where Miriam was known as Achois Aaron, Aaron's sister. And that was also similar to here, because Aaron risked his life for Miriam. We find the Parshas Baal Yisrael, when Miriam got Saras, Aaron davened for her and risked his life to daven for her. That's why she was known as Achois Aaron. Here also, since Shimon v'Levi risked their lives for Dina, they are called Achei Dina. So Rashi Betach, they were confident Shehoyu Koyavim, because the people of the city were in pain. Umedrash Agoda Betuchim Hayu Al Koychei Shel Zokin, they were confident with the power of the old person, either the power of Yaakov, or it is referring to the power of their grandfather Avram. Alach Halolim, and they went over the slain. Lefashir Achalolim, to take all the clothing and the jewelry off the dead bodies. V'chein targum ungalis l'chalotzo katilaya, to strip the slain. Chelam mizma moinam, their money. V'chein also liyasachay lazeh, he gathered for me this wealth. V'yisrael oisachoyel, and the Yidden amassed great wealth. V'ozvu l'acherim chelam, they left to others their wealth. Shavu lashon shvia, it means to capture. L'fikach Tamoy Milra, that's why the accent is at the end of the word. If the accent would have been Shavu, it would have meant they returned. Shavu means they captured. Achartem, Loshen Mayim Achurim, it is an expression of cloudy water. Ein Daitit Slula Achshav, my knowledge and my mind is not clear now. Vagoda, and the Medrash Agoda says, Tzlula Hoysa Achovis, the barrel was clear up to now. Vachartem Oysa, and you made the barrel cloudy. When you have a barrel of wine, the sediments stay on the bottom. But if you shake the barrel, the sediments come to the top, and the barrel becomes cloudy. Here also, everything was quiet and settled, and you shook the barrel and made it cloudy. Misaris Hoysa Biyad Knanim. There was a tradition in the hands of the Knanim, Sheyiplu Biyad Bnei Yaakov, that they would fall in the hands of the children of Yaakov. Ela Sheyo Oimrim. The Knanim would say, Ada Shatifre V'nochalte Es Haoretz. When will they take over the land? When they multiply, when they become a nation. Right now they are only Mesei Mispar. Lefika Chayu Shoiskin. Therefore, up to now, they were quiet. Mesei Mispar. Right now we are only Anoshim Muatim, but the Kanani and Prizi will think it is time for war, and they will attack us and annihilate us. Hakazoina Hefker. Should we make Esachisenu Yos Achosono? Rabbeinu Bechaya says that he does not really understand what Rashi wants with these words, Yos Achosono. Some learn that Rashi is coming to say that the word es in the pasuk does not mean im. The pasuk is not saying, like a zoina, should he act with our sister. But rather, achoseinu means, like a zoina, should he treat our sister? Yos achosono. Es does not mean im. Chizkuni learns that we find sometimes that achoseinu can mean our sisters in the plural. Therefore, Rashi brings down Targum that says Yos Achosono, which means our sister in the singular. Because if Targum would have meant to say many sisters, he would have said Yos Achosono, with a Vav after the Saf. Ramban asks, why was Yaakov all of a sudden upset, and he said Achartem Oisi, when he saw that they killed the whole city of Shechem? Wasn't he there when Shimon and Levi answered and said that we will only give you Dina if you circumcise all the Sharim in your city? Wasn't that part of the plan that Yaakov heard? So why was he upset at the end? Ramban answers that Yaakov thought that after they would be Mal, the whole city of Shechem would have a bris milah. They would be weak, and Shimon and Levi would take Dinah and run away from the city of Shechem. He did not have any intention that Shimon and Levi should go and kill the whole city of Shechem. And therefore he said, Acharta Moisi, concerning the Misa that you did, not concerning the bris milah and the plan to run away. And the pasuk, and Hashem said to Yaakov, Kum, arise, alei Beis Kael, and go up to Beis Kael, v'shev sham, and dwell there. V'aseh sham mizbeach, and make over there a mizbeach, lo Kael hanira elecha, to Hashem who appeared to you, b'vorchacha mipnei Esav achicha, Hashem who appeared to you when you escaped from Esav your brother. When you ran away from Esav, and you left Be'er Sheva, you came to Beis Kael, and over there you promised that you would build a mizbeach for me. So go build this mizbeach, because since you delayed up to now and did not return right away to Beis Kael, you were in Sukkos for a year and a half, and you did not go right away to keep your promise. That's why you were punished, and this episode happened with Dina. Vayomer Yaakov el Beisai, and Yaakov said to his household, Vel Kol Asher Kishoy, and to everybody that was with him, Hasiru es alakei hanecha asher b'seichichem, remove the alien gods that are amongst you. Since you have taken from the booty of Shechem, there are probably Avodah Zarah with you. Vihitaharu, and cleanse yourself from Avodah Zarah. As Maskela David explains, that midrabbanon, one has to be mitar himself and go to a mikvah if he touched an Avodah Zarah. Vachlifu simlai seichem, and change your clothing. Maybe from the clothing that you have taken from Shechem, there might be images of Avodah Zarah. So change those clothing too. Vinokuma, because we will arise vinale and go up Beis Kael to Beis Kael. The Esasham is Beach. Over there I will make him his Beach, Lokael to Hashem. Ha'oina oisi biyom sarasi, who answered me on the day of my distress. Vayehihi madi bederech asher halachti, and he was with me on the way that I went. Vayitnu al Yaakov es kol Elohe hanecha asher biyodom, and they gave to Yaakov all the alien gods that were in their hands from Shechem. Ve'eshanezomim asher bozneim, and their earrings. Vayitman oisim Yaakov, and Yaakov hid them, he buried them. Tachas ha'ela, under the ela. Rashi says an ela is ilone srak, a non-fruit-bearing tree. Asher im Shechem, he buried it under the ela, which was near Shechem. Sifsei Chachamim explains the reason why he specifically buried it under a non-fruit-bearing tree. Since Yaakov wanted to rid himself of this Avodah Zarah and did not want anybody in the future to find it, therefore he buried it under an Eloh, because a fruit-bearing tree has the potential that maybe one day somebody might want to replant it in another place and might dig it up in order to replant it, and then they would find Avodah Zarah. Therefore he buried it Tachas HaElo, which was a non-fruit-bearing tree which probably would never be dug up. Vayisau, and they traveled. Vayihi chitas elikim al ha'orim asher svivay sehem, and the fear of Hashem was on the cities that were surrounding them. V'lo yrodfu acharei b'nei Yaakov, and they did not run after the children of Yaakov. From this pasuk seems to be mashma that the fear of Hashem was in all the surrounding cities, and the second that Shimon and Levi destroyed Shechem, everybody was afraid and they did not attack the Bnei Yaakov. But from Rashi and Parshas Vayechi, we see that this is not so, because the pasuk says over there in Perik Memches, pasuk Chavbeis, Vani Nosati Lecha, Yaakov says to Yosef, I have given you Shechem, the city of Shechem, Achad, which will be one chelik greater al achecha than your brothers, Asher lakachti miyad ha'emori, because Shechem I have taken from Emori, Bicharbi with my sword, Uvekashti and my bow. And Rashi says, Kishahargu Shimon v'Levi esanche Shechem, when Shimon and Levi killed the people of Shechem, Niskansu kol sviboseihem, all the surrounding cities came lizdavig lohem, to fight against Shimon and Levi. V'chogar Yaakov claimed milchoma kenegdon, and Yaakov took weapons and fought against them. So we see clearly that there was a war before the fear of Hashem was instilled in the cities around Shechem. And the Ramban explains that although the Pasuk does not say anything over here concerning these wars, the Pasuk is Makatzer. And the Pasuk really means to say that the Chitas Elikim was on the cities Asher Svivay Sehem for Leirodfu Achar B'nei Yaakov. That was after Yaakov instilled the fear of Hashem in them through fighting wars against them. Vayova Yaakov Luzo Asher Be'eretz Canaan, and Yaakov came to Luz in the land of Canaan, he Beis Kael, which is the city of Beis Kael, hu v'chola om asher imoy, he and his whole nation that was with him. Ramban explains the reason why the pasuk says hu v'chola om asher imoy is since Yaakov fought a war against the surrounding cities of Shechem, the pasuk wants to tell us that not one man of Yaakov was lost in the war. Hu v'chola om asher imoy, he and all the nation that was with him all came to Luz. Nobody died from the war. Vayiven Shom Mizbeach. And Yaakov built over there a Mizbeach. Vayikra La Mokoim. And he called the place Kael, Beis Kael. Hashem is in Beis Kael. Kisham Niglu Elov Hoelikim. Because it was over there that Hashem appeared to him, Bivarchoi, when he was running away, Mipnei Ochiv, from his brother, 22 years earlier. And we see already, when he left Be'er Sheva, in Parshas Vayetze, that he called this place Beis Kael already. The Pasuk says, Vayikra Shem HaMokam Ahu Beis Kael, Ve'ulam Luz Shem Ha'ir LaRishoino, in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze. And over here he seems to say a second name. Yaakov called the place Kael, Beis Kael. Hashem is in Beis Kael. Rivka. And Devorah, the nurse of Rivka, died. Rashi asks, why was it necessary at this point to tell us that Devorah Menekes Rivka died? Why was this part of the story of Yaakov returning to the land of Canaan? And Rashi answers, because Rivka saw on Esau's face that he wasn't so angry anymore at Yaakov, and therefore she felt it was the time to bring Yaakov back from Padan Aram. And she sent Devorah to go get Yaakov. And Devorah died on the way, and Yaakov found her on the road. Maskil David explains that the reason why Rivka felt it was the time to bring Yaakov back is because since Yaakov gave Esav presents, when Esav came back with all these presents, he didn't bear a grudge anymore against Yaakov. And since Rivka saw that the anger had subsided, she felt it was time to bring Yaakov back home and sent Devorah to get him. Vatikover mitachas lebeis kael, and she was buried under beis kael, tachas ho'aloin, under the plain called Aloin. Vayikra Shemoi Aloin Bochus, and Yaakov called the name of this place Aloin Bochus, the plain which is called Aloin Bochus, that there was crying over there because of the death of Devorah. Rashi brings down a second shot that Aloin Bochus means Aloin in Greek is Acher. Acher Bochus. There was another reason to cry, because Yaakov was informed at this point that Rivka, his mother, died. And the reason why the Torah does not specify clearly that Rivka died is because in those days when Rivka died, they kept it quiet. They did not want Esav to come to the funeral, because if people would see Esav by the funeral, they would curse Rivka, curse the womb that gave birth to such a child. And since in those days it was kept quiet, the Torah here also does not say it specifically and just hints at it by saying Aloin Bochus, there was another reason for crying. Rivka also died at this point. Vayera Elikim el Yaakov oid bevoyei mipadan Aram. And Hashem appeared to Yaakov a second time, this time when he was coming back from Padan Aram. Hashem appeared to him on the way up to Padan Aram in Parshas Vayetze. And now he appeared to him a second time in this place when he was returning from Padan Aram. Vayevorach oisoi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu benched him. Rashi explains the bracha was Birchas Avelim, the bracha that one gives to an avel, since Yaakov was mourning over the death of his mother. Vayomer lo Elikim, and Hashem said to Yaakov, Shimcha Yaakov, your name is Yaakov. Lo yikari Shimcha o Yaakov, your name should not be called anymore Yaakov, which is a lushan of deceit and ambush, but rather, Kiyam Yisrael Yishemecha, your name should be called Yisrael, which is a lushan of Sar Vinogit, being a nobleman and being an officer. Vayikra Shema Yisrael, and he called his name Yisrael. The Mefarshim ask, why is there extra words in the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Shimcha Yaakov, and then says, Lo yikaru Shimcha Oid Yaakov. Why couldn't the Pasuk just say, Vayomer Lo Elikim, Lo yikaru Shimcha Oid Yaakov? The words Shimcha Yaakov seem to be extra. And the answer, that the name change that Yaakov went through was not the same as the name change that Avram went through. When Avram's name was changed from Avram to Avraham, his name Avram was totally gone. The Gemara says, anybody who calls Avraham by the name Avram is over Baaseh. This is not so by Yaakov. Yaakov still retains his original name. And this is what the Pasuk is saying. Vayomer lo Elokim, Hashem said to Yaakov, Shimcha Yaakov, your name is still Yaakov. Lo yikaru Shimcha oid Yaakov, but your name will not be only Yaakov anymore. Kiyam Yisrael, we are adding also the name Yisrael. That's why there is no Isser to call Yaakov by the name Yaakov, even after HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his name to Yisrael. Vayomer lo Elokim, and Hashem said to Yaakov, Ani Kel Shakai, I am the God who is sufficient. I have sufficiency in my brachos to bench everybody, because all the brachos are mine. And the bracha that I am giving you is Perei Urvei, multiply. This is referring to the birth of Binyamin. Although Rachel was already pregnant with Binyamin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, multiply and give birth to Binyamin, because Goy, a nation, referring to Binyamin, Ukahal Goyim, and another Kahal and Goyim, Yemi Mecca, will come forth from you. Kahal Goyim is referring to the Shevet of Yosef, which in the future will divide into two Shvatim, Menashe and Ephraim. Umelachim mechalotzecho yetzehu, and kings will come forth from your loins, referring to the kings that will come out of Binyamin, Shaul and Ish-Boshes.